Oh man. Oh man, what a week. What a month. What a year it has been. What's going on, people? Welcome back to another episode of Thoroughbred Talks. Today, folks, we got a really good podcast. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. First off, we got some good vibes in the back. If y'all don't know, my dog Biggie put out a lo-fi project called Day Spring. It is available across all not media platform, I guess all your listening platforms, whether it be Spotify, Apple Music, that whole thing. It's literally available everywhere. So make sure y'all go and check that out, because that's what's going to be playing in the back during this whole entire podcast. Because trust and believe, this is my man's best work. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I'll tell y'all a lot of things, but a lie ain't one of them. And this is some of his best work. Like, literally, when I heard this, we did a listening party for it. When it dropped, it was like last Friday, like last week actually, and we was just in there just listening to it, and I was playing X Defiant, a game of which I'm gonna talk about on the pod today, and it was so good to where, like, I had it on shuffle wax. I was trying to listen to it in order, but I naturally play all my playlists, all my music and whatnot just on shuffle, right? It was so much of a vibe that, like, the songs all flow together. Like, this is like lo-fi, so you can listen to this like while you're streaming, while you're editing, while you're recording or whatever, that whole you dig, and it's just like a vibe, and it don't never like kind of drop off nowhere. So like, you don't go like listen to a song and I'm just like, ooh, I don't really like that type of switch up. Like, it really does flow together, like, you know, gracefully and kind of effortlessly. I'm not gonna lie, I gotta give my dog his flowers while he's here to smell them. This is his best work right now. Granted, he puts out good music. I really have to be getting on his head about making more music, because he be in his head a lot. And that whole perfectionist thing is a real thing. But you got to learn how to, like, reel that stuff in, because if he's trying to perfect it, you're just never going to put it out. That's just real talk. So shout out my dog Biggie, though, and in this Day Spring. And also, I feel like I got to mention this too, folks. So if you do streaming, whatever, whatever, check out Day Spring by my dog Biggie. Check out Perfect Vibes by my dogs AB Smooth and TBH, the Black Hokage, in case y'all don't know. And also, if you're on Twitch and you need something to play in the background or whatever, make sure y'all check out the playlist Twitch Trimentals by my dog AB Smooth. All these feature basically like lo-fi to some, actually I think all of it's like low, well, Perfect Vibes and Day Spring's all lo-fi. The Twitch Trimentals stuff is just a variety of beats and whatnot that y'all can listen to on your streams and whatnot. Because if you're anything like me, I don't like not having music. That was a double negative. I like having music in the back of my streams as like a, you know, as a bass or whatever. I do not like having just complete silence or just me talking the whole time. Most due to the fact that, dog, sometimes I be focusing these games. Like, y'all know how I get down. I will sit here and play a game, and the next thing you know, I'm holding my controller like this. Oh, damn. Oh shit. It'll just happen like that. And it's not intentional. It just happens because I'm in the game. I'm in that mode, depending on what I'm playing, whether it be Halo, Gears, because we're gonna get back and playing Gears actually. X Defiant when that whole drop. Like, and sometimes it don't even matter if I'm playing like Street Hoop or something like that. My jaw will just be open. I'm over here just playing the game, just locked in like that. It just be like that. So it's always good to have like that baseline, like beat in the background that's just playing or whatever. So like, there's not any like kind of like awkward silence in your streams and stuff like that. So make sure y'all check those out, because they all the playlists and albums I mentioned, Perfect Vibes, Day Spring, and Twitch Trimentals, all of that is available on Spotify, Apple Music, all that good stuff. Make sure y'all check it out. Support my peoples, because they didn't have to do this. They did this for the community. Go check it out. Hey, I'm here to interrupt this podcast episode to let y'all know to hit that subscribe button if you're watching a video version of this. We are almost at 1K now. 896 subs, right? We is 104 subs away from the big 1K. So do me a favor, please. Since you're already here, hit the subscribe button. It's free. Literally free. I'm not asking you to go ahead and pay for a sub, none of that. Hit that sub button. Let's get to this 1K so I can play the scary game already. Continue on my life. Because I already checked my analytics. About 6% of y'all who come to this channel anyways, and I'm talking about repeat people, aren't subscribed. So stop playing with me. Hit the subscribe button, baby. Let's get back to the show. Now, let's go ahead and jump on into the podcast topics. Now, folks, we got a lot, because a lot of games drop as far as like trailers and whatnot, release dates, yada, yada, yada.
And we're going to talk about some of them. Not going to talk about all of them because not everything interests me. And some things are just added on DLC, like the Elder Scrolls Online DLC. I could sit here and talk about that, but honestly, I have not played that game in almost a year now. It's been a while, and I want to get back into playing it, but unfortunately, I don't have nobody to play with for real. And that's one of those games where you can play by yourself, grind it, chill, whatever, whatever. But it's more fun with friends. Like playing it dolo, it just don't hit the same for real. It's just kind of like a And they added another expansion pass to it, you know, just increasing longevity of the game. Because that game came out back when I was living with my parents. It actually came out, let's see, online. That joint came out in 2014, 15? Came out in 2014 in April. So it's what, a 7, 8-year-old game? Oh, 9-year-old game, actually. The 9-year-old game that's still getting DLC. So you got to respect it. You got to, you know what I'm saying, respect it, enjoy it, and love it. But what I'm here to talk about today, though, is actually, what's the name? What's that damn game, yo? MK1, Mortal Kombat 1. They actually dropped a trailer and whatnot. A trailer, stress test beta, the whole you dig. And man, look, that game looked fire. However, what I will say is, I'm gonna get beasted in that game. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm just gonna get messed up, and the reason is because they basically featured like a tag mechanic similar to like a Marvel versus Capcom type dig, Dragon Ball Fighter Z, that whole thing, where you know you can tag people in to extend your combos, and they added that to the game, and it's kind of dope. However, what I will say is, as somebody who's not good at Mortal Kombat, I've never been a Mortal Kombat person. Y'all know me. I'm Tekken. Tekken is my game where I can do combos, chain grabs, command grabs, the whole thing. Like, I'm confident fighting against anybody that I'm gonna win. Like, I'm that's my game, right? I'm not good at Mortal Kombat. I'm the complete opposite. I might be able to get a combo off, a bread and butter, but as far as like anything advanced, is wraps for me, dog. Call it curtains. It's done. It's done with. Boom, boom, nigga. I'm done with it. Like, I'm wraps. But this game looks dope. Like, the fatalities is pretty damn gruesome. And it looks a lot smoother and a lot more colorful. Like, it's not as, like, dark and, for lack of better words, like, dingy than it used to be. If you're actually watching the video version of this, I'll actually be playing the, what's the name? I'll actually be playing the Mortal Kombat, what's the name? Fatality joint. If you're watching the video version of this, if you listen to it, then you're going to have to go to my YouTube, Woozilla, and check it out for your damn self. But this is some of the stuff that we're going to be seeing when it comes to these fatalities. Like, they really done upped the ante, and I do enjoy that, because I was not a fan of MK11. It seemed way too slow for my liking. Like, they took away, like, the running mechanic, which I thought was really cool, because you could really, like, extend, you could really, like, chase and extend the combo for real doing that. And I thought it was cool. So the fact that they was like, yeah, nah, we're doing away with that, wasn't with it. This game, it seems like a lot more fast paced, a lot more gruesome, and a lot more intricate for real. Because now you got to worry about, before it was like a head up fade where it's like just one on one. Now you got to worry about them tagging in their partner mid combo to do something else. And on top of that, if I'm not mistaken, when I was watching some of this stuff, excuse me, adjusted, even your tag partner, I guess, can like do like their own fatalities or something like that too. So I think I might have to do a community note on this game. So for those of y'all who do not know, I'm really working on like improving the Renegade community as far as like our Discord and getting folks involved, you know, like the supporters and whatnot. So going forward, I'm going to attempt to start doing community nights, whether that be 2K, any type of sports game, you know, where if you play Madden, NHL, MLB The Show, Fighters, and so on and so forth. As you can see, that was a tag fatality. Where basically, you know, just playing for fun, like just versing each other, laughing, joking, having a good time. I've been a part of a couple of those, and it's really actually inspired me to like do it for my damn self, because for those of y'all who've been around for a while, y'all know I've been really just trying to build a community and build a brand. And I see, you know, with these newer games coming out as an opportunity to finally do that. because people are going to want to play it. It's new, it's fresh, whatever. If I stream it, promote it, and for those who are already in the Discord and have always wanted a chance to at least show their talents or, hell, just be a part of something, why not give them that opportunity with games that they're good at or games that we could all just laugh and enjoy? Because somebody's going to be butt at this game. Somebody's going to be beasted. Somebody's going to get beasted. Then somebody's also going to be a beast at it. We're going to be like, okay, we don't want to smoke with you, my boy. That whole thing. But MK1 is also, by the way, it's a reimagining it's not a reboot. I forgot the word for it, but basically they started from scratch. So everything that you would once know as canon has now been, what's it called? Like retcon or something like that. So now it's just, this is Mortal Kombat 1 that we're going to go from here. So MK11, I guess, was the end of that whole generation from Mortal Kombat 1, 2, 3, this fucking Shaolin Monks, Deception, Armageddon, all that good stuff up till MK11. So I guess now we're going into the new generation of starting from ground zero, which I'm okay with. I get the original Mortal Kombat came out like the 80s, 90s, something like that. Hold on, let me see. It came out, I swear to God, like in the early 90s. Let's see. Let's look up Mortal Kombat, the OG. 92. So it was 2 years before I was even born. Damn. I feel old now. But yeah, so that's going to be a game that's featured. It looks pretty cool. It looks like they upped the gore and whatnot, which is always welcomed and things of that sort, especially when it comes to a game like this. Like, we play Mortal Kombat for the brutalities and the gruesome, the brutality and just the gruesomeness of it. I'm not going to say because I do like the story of Mortal Kombat. I would be lying. But we play the game for like this, the over the topness, just over just the gruesome, just the raw, gritty type stuff. We're not necessarily playing it or anything else outside of that. And that's not what it was known for. They were the reason why the ESRB rating came to be a thing. Because it had blood and whatnot. And if you had, I think it was like the Nintendo version or something like that, or some game, it wasn't bloody. They made it green, which made it even weirder, but I guess. Now, on to other things. So let's go ahead and talk about this X-Defiant, yo. So X-Defiant is Ubisoft's, I'm not going to lie, it might be Ubisoft's like best, and I mean best FPS that they can ever have made, next to like Siege. And the reason I'm saying this, dog, is because the game is smooth. The game is just smooth. Like, literally playing this game, I was just thoroughly impressed with just how everything worked. Considering, and I'm so upset right now. So, by the way, people, y'all listen to like the audio version of this podcast, and you just now started hearing my boy's music and whatnot, it's because for whatever reason, my recording software, which is OBS, has a habit of resetting my settings. So my mic settings are fine, right? Clearly. It kept resetting my audio output capture settings, so that's why the music kind of just randomly chimed in. But whatever, I digress. We ain't here to worry about that, because we ain't here, you know what I'm saying, making it do what it do. But X-Defiant, right? Game is amazing. And for those of y'all watching the video version of this, yes, I am playing Def Jam Fight for New York. Walkthrough is up on the Walkthrough channel. Things like 20 some odd parts, whatever. Go check that out. Click that sub button while you're at it. Woozle of walkthroughs. But X-Defiant, bro, this game is amazing. Next to Siege, which is literally my top five, like, best shooters of all time, next to Titanfall 2. Because Titanfall 2 got that number one spot. Siege is probably number two. And I'm talking just on pure mechanics and, like, gunplay, gameplay. Yeah, Titanfall is the best shooter of all time. Not even close. Literally not even close, because Titanfall 2, it was just fluid. Everything worked. It didn't seem herky jerky, none of that. It was just fluid, fast, fun. And then Siege kept it to the ground, tactical, leaning, one shot, headshot. It was just everything. This game is immaculate because it's taking the things that we know and love from a Call of Duty. Hey, excuse interruption for your colored commentary and your lovely podcast needs and or video needs, depending on which video I put this on. But make sure y'all go ahead and subscribe to my walkthrough channel, Woozilla Walkthroughs. As you can see here, go ahead and I'm about to edit this too. I'm doing all types of walkthroughs. I'm talking NFL Street, as you see in the background. I got OG games like Lord of the Rings. I done played Freedom Fighters. Some games you might not even heard of. I've even done a FIFA Street walkthrough. 10 episodes, just straight fire. And so many more. So make sure y'all go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Leave a like and comment on them videos, because we going up on that channel. I don't want y'all to miss out on it. All right, let's get back to the show. It's knocked on my mic, so I don't even know what y'all might have missed or something like that. I might have to actually edit this podcast a little bit. But anyways, so with X Defiant or whatnot, because under the Ubisoft umbrella, they could add so much to this game. Like I was just saying, they can literally have a character like Ezio or Connor somewhat in the game. And for them, because like certain characters have like abilities, so like the some factions, they have like they can set themselves on fire, throw like a little Molotov at the ground. Others can go invisible, scramble like your radar, that whole thing. For the Assassin's Creed characters, what they really could do that would be utterly fire would be for them, they could have a damn hidden blade. And if y'all played Black Ops 3, remember the Ripper? It could be the Ripper. Now, could it be as ridiculous as the Ripper? I would hope not. But it's an idea. So Ubisoft, y'all use that idea. I need 20%, or you better put my character in the game some way, somehow. Or fly me out to France, something like that, so I can do a press conference or I need some. But that would be fire. But X Defiant is dope. The colors, like I can't get over like how good the game looked. Like the colors were vibrant. The maps or whatever were perfectly designed. Like it literally was a breath of fresh air, because we're so used to playing on these gigantic freaking like 8-lane maps where it's all like there's two here, three here, then there's one over here, then there's one over here, one on top of here, then this thing right here. I'm so sick of it. Three lanes, keep it simple, keep it easy. That's all we need at this point. We don't need these big-ass Battlefield-esque maps, and we're playing 6-on-6, because all that's going to do is just reinforce camping. You want to know how you get rid of campers? You just make these maps smaller and more fast-paced. Literally, because it's hard for you to camp and shoot me if I could just run right the hell past you, and that ambus is only going to work for so damn much. I turn, shoot you with a shotgun and or AR to your mouth, done, I'm gone. Like, the reason why Call of Duty is going down the tanks is, for one, they stopped caring about the multiplayer community. Clearly they did. Ever since Warzone came out, they stopped caring about it. I'm just going to say fuck it. They start caring about y'all. And then what makes matters worse is they don't make maps that are good for multiplayer. They have those maps in mind for like Warzone. And then the fact that they are so welcoming to campers. Because here's the thing. People love saying, well, this for the dads who sitting on the couch and whatnot. I know those dads and whatnot. I know those people who sit on the couch and play the game very freaking well. They like to move around. People like to move around. You know who's camping? Some of these sweatiest tryhards are camping. Sweats is sitting in corners and whatnot. Yeah, they'll jump and tack sprint YY, which doesn't do any freaking thing. Like, they'll do that, but guess what? They will also sit in a corner for half an hour and talk about they're holding or controlling an area. Those two exist. The dads and the regular casuals, most 95 to 94% of us remember the good old days of Call of Duty where we would just run around and play for hours. That's 90%. So if anything, it's the sweats doing this, and I would say, I hate to say it, but I don't. Some of these little ass kids are doing that too. Because guess what? They don't know no better. They're trying to figure out the game. Like, these kids will just sit there in corners as well because they're confused. I'm not going to say confused, but because they're trying to, like, they're not trying to die. So they're going to sit here in a corner. I'm going to keep shooting people as they run right by me. I'm just going to sit here and crouch walk around the map. That's literally what it is. It is what it is at this point. Like, I stopped playing Call of Duty because they refused anything with their anti-cheat. They refused to improve it because there's no reason why people are still able to hack and cheat in that game, get people's IP addresses and get them kicked and booted and whatnot. No excuse for it. So I have no reason to play that damn game or support it in the slightest. It is what it is. But for all my other folks who still play that game, I feel for y'all. I really do. Because like I said, anybody who's over like the age of like, I probably say 25 to 26. Like if you're 26 and above, you know the good old days of COD. You played the first original Modern Warfare. You played MW2, World at War, Black Ops 1, Modern Warfare 3, Black Ops 2. Like y'all played, like that period right there is the golden era of COD. From Modern Warfare, the OG, to Black Ops 2 is the literal golden era of Call of Duty. I hated Modern Warfare 3. Hated it. I hate every single sledgehammer Call of Duty there is. I'd much rather play Modern Warfare 3 than any of these CODs. 2019, I'd much rather play MW3 in 2019. Vanguard. I'd rather watch paint dry than play Vanguard, but I'd much rather go to that. I'd much rather play MW3. Cold War, much rather play MW3 than Black Ops. Modern Warfare 2, would much rather play MW3. Like, all these, like, the only good COD that came out in recent memory, and I stand by this, I will die on this hill, and I will be alone on this hill. I really don't care. Black Ops 3 was the last really good Call of Duty. Even with all the egregious supply drops that they eventually added to the game with the, you know, the XMC, which was the USMC, the Peacekeeper and all that, I would still much rather play Black Ops 3, and it's still one of the best games of, like, the newer generation, like the PS4 era. That is the best Call of Duty, because Infinite Warfare ain't do nothing. Advanced Warfare was only good if you were a super sweaty competitive player. That was like the saving grace of that damn game. And I did like Ghost, contrary to popular belief, but Ghost's maps were garbage. In order to get the better, the decent maps, you had to have DLC, right? And then you got what, Black Ops 4? That came out during Fortnite. I'm going to go play Fortnite. Call of Duty World War II. I'd much rather go play Fortnite. Like, there was so many games or so many cards that came out in that era, and I'd much rather just go play Fortnite. Or 2K at that time, too. Because I think, what was it? World War II came out when 2K19 was a thing. I'd much rather go play 2K19. So, that should really tell y'all something about how far we strayed away from the greatness of Call of Duty that it once was. Because now, like everything else in gaming, it's all about the money. It's all money. They only care about that bottom line, and at this point, they only care about making things a live service to nickel and dime and stretch as much money as possible, you know, like long-term over some years and whatnot. It's what they do. Like, the whole ending the yearly cycle of Call of Duty, that's not because they care. Like, we can sit, act like it and talk like it does. Oh, well, the sales. If it was really that bad, bro, they wouldn't break Call of Duty records every year. Like, almost every single time they release a new COD, it breaks records. I think the only time it didn't was Vanguard. I swear, I think that was the only time it didn't. But every other COD, it is the most selling Call of Duty. Like, it's actually kind of irritating at this point. That whole, we're only making, what's the name? We're only doing that because, you know, we want to actually give time to our players. You're not doing that because they're releasing like a full expansion or something like that for like a $60 or $70. That's a whole new game. That's a whole new game. They don't care about us. And honestly, the only way something like this would change, and I'm going to keep saying it, I'm going to keep stressing it, because it don't matter, because somebody going to listen, no matter how hard-headed and stubborn you jackasses are sometimes. Literally, if you want this whole gaming thing to change and it goes back to games actually being done, we don't have to worry about day one patches, these microtransactions not being as egregious as they are, stop buying it, stop supporting it. If you don't like it, you don't play it, you don't buy it. And then if somebody's buying it and playing it, you don't watch it, you don't fuck with that content. That's how you do that. That's literally how you do that. Because then people are going to be like, oh, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, right? So content creators, me being a content creator, right? We see a new game or whatever that's going to drop. So I'm going to use X Defiant, even though I love that game, right? But say they came out and say we're charging a $60 season pass. Which you're going to get the full season or whatever, but then you're going to have to pay another $30 to $40 to get the next season pass that comes out with all the other expansions. So keep that in mind. If I'm paying $30 for two extra expansions, that's already what, $90, $120, $120 on top of a $70 game I'm already paying for. I already done paid damn near $200 for one damn game. Right? They came out and said that, right? And like, well, we know that you got all this from the beta, but guess what? You're only going to get 5 guns at launch, 2 maps to play on, no campaign, and I don't even think it has a campaign, but I wouldn't care if it did, but no campaign, no extra add-ons. Y'all just get 5 maps to play on, or you get 5 guns, 2 maps, 1 game mode, team deathmatch. But if you want extra stuff, then go ahead and pay this extra $60. And we'll release them 3 months or 4 months away from the game. As a content creator, if I was to buy that, that's me saying, hey, check this game out. They're doing terrible business practice, but because it's new, let me go ahead and put it in your face. Watch me play this. Instead, I should use that platform and look at, you know, report the news or whatever they're doing. Like, no, this is stupid. We're not supporting this. No, hell no. And don't y'all buy it either. And if anybody's who, any one of your other content creators that you watch, whatever, buy supports it, don't watch the video. Don't dislike it. Don't dislike it. Just don't watch it. Watch them stop doing that. Watch them stop promoting it. And then watch the game come to be like, oh, ain't nobody playing our game. Ain't nobody buying it. Oh, we're just playing. So now day one, y'all go ahead and get 15 maps, 30 guns, free cosmetics for a whole year, that whole thing. Like, watch how fast that would literally change. Literally, if step by step with every game, y'all as a community would just be like, no, we're not supporting it. Watch what happens. Because again, when people actually vote with their wallets, which is all the suits care about, because I don't like putting everything on the devs, because I like to genuinely believe that the people who make these games actually do love making games, that they do like creating stuff for people to play and enjoy, because gaming and creating a game is art. It's literally art. So I would like to believe that they like to make these games for us, right? It's the suits that will put people under time crunches. It's the suits that will make people rush these games out and try to figure out how to make it a live service. It happens all the damn time, right? But you ever notice what happens when the suits get too big for their britches and they make these people say some of the most stupidest shit, and then gamers actually vote with their wallets and actually speak up with the money that they want from us? Instance, the biggest one, right? Microsoft. Remember the Xbox One? No used games, always online, DRM, that whole thing. And then Twitter went into a frenzy and said, we're not supporting this. We're not buying this. Remember what happened? Somehow all that stuff disappeared. Somehow you don't need to always be online. Somehow they started to accept used games. They went back on it within a week because their pre-order sales and whatnot showed that. And then they also seen Twitter like, nobody's going to buy it now. Like, Xbox got too big for their britches because they was on that 360 wave. We all remember the GOAT 360, right? We all remember that console. They was on that high. Then they got too big for their britches. And what happened? PlayStation, who had the same stuff because they definitely had DRM on their stuff or whatever, right? Because they said, you can still buy used games. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be online to play. And then what happened? PlayStation sales went up. Xbox went down. But you know how that happened? Because the consumer voted with their wallets and we told them what we don't like and what we do like. And what happened? Xbox bended to our whims. Another one I'll give y'all an instance of, right? Star Wars Battlefront 2. One of my favorite games because that is my favorite franchise. I love Star Wars. Y'all know I'm a Star Wars head, right? What happened with that game? They put out the alpha or the beta or whatever. People was playing it. And folks noticed, hold on, I'm first on the leaderboard here. Why am I getting the same amount of credits as the person on the bottom of the leaderboard? The math ain't mathing. Wait, I could buy in-game currency that will expedite my process to leveling up my characters and will give me better weapons. So now this is pay to win. Yeah, we're not going to support this. We're not going to buy it. What happened to Star Wars after that? They took their microtransactions out. Somehow the microtransactions just disappeared. Right? We're going to work on this for the consumer. That is not consumer friendly. We apologize, right? Because Disney said y'all messing up the money. Right? I can give y'all another game, actually. Shadow of War. That game had microtransactions in it, too. People wasn't fucking with that. I was very vocal about how they're not going to support and buy it. Somehow, the microtransactions left and got about that game. I'm just saying, when people vote with their wallets and stop, you know, just running their damn mouths and being like that Russell Westbrook meme where they're, you know, saying, yeah, and then eating the food on the side. When y'all not doing that, y'all should stick to y'all word. We actually get what we want. I'm just saying. But y'all ain't gonna listen to me though, because you still want to support it because you need something new to play, right? Because it's more valuable to play something even though they're gonna F y'all raw than to have some morals and values. Alright. It is what it is then, I guess. Y'all keep on Call of Duty complaining about it every year if you want to. I've been set on no. I can go without playing Call of Duty for the rest of my life at this point. I will literally just go play the old ones, if anything. And if I can't play the old ones, there's going to be a shooter that will keep me entertained. It's just that simple. I can go the rest of my life without playing 2K for real, because 2K19 was probably the best 2K that I can remember.
Hey, this podcast right here is sponsored by the Rundles Games Podcast. You dig what I'm saying? We big cross-promoting over here in this thing. Make sure y'all check out the Rundles Games Podcast, sponsored by us, the Renegade Gamers. You dig what I'm saying? Rundles Games Podcast is a podcast that I started back in 2019, 2018, roughly. And this podcast right here, man, is my pride and joy. Next to this one right here, there's nothing more than I love than getting in the Discord with the homies and us talking games, news, and whatever pop culture topics might come up that might be appealing and whatnot. We done had a variety of guests, as you can see in the most recent episode right here. We done had the big homie Chase Money. We done had Trey on that thing. We also done had Gaming Ethos. We have a variety of guests on the podcast, and we do have intellectual, entertaining, and also comedic conversations. So make sure y'all check it out, hit that like button, and subscribe. This podcast, along with all my other podcasts that I do, is available on all podcasting platforms: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, wherever you get your podcasts, we there. Now let's get back to the show.
In recent memory, as far as like transitioning to like, you know, these 2Ks, it was 19. 19 was so much damn fun. 18 was garbage. Fucking 20 was just 19.5. And honestly, 20 just needed a little tweak and it'd have been fine. 21 sucked. 22 sucked. 23 wasn't that bad. But what happened? Community got a hold of it. Everybody made the same damn build. Now it's just not fun no more. Same thing, different story. And honestly, they could fix it every damn year. They can make it that way. You know, these builds just aren't as overpowered. But it's a matter of if they will. Honestly, in my opinion, for 2K, they just need to bring back archetypes. They gave the community freedom and people abuse said freedom, which, let's keep it 100 here. We seen that coming. We literally seen that ish coming, where folks were going to abuse if you give them too much freedom. You go back to archetypes, that way people cannot do everything. And that way they're specialists at something, we won't have this problem. Because then if you see a slasher, you know he might be able to shoot a three here and there, but he's not going to be consistent. Feel me? If I see a damn stretch big, okay, he can stretch out the floor, but he's not going to be a dominant force in the paint. This whole making everybody do everything thing is just what's making the game unbalanced as a whole. It literally is. You make it that way, you have to be special at something and good at something specifically. So like a playmaking shot creator, or play shot, you make plays. You can break ankles or whatever. You can dime off, you know what I'm saying? Get your teammates involved. You can create your own shot. You can dunk a little bit and you can shoot three. But you not necessarily him for real on the defensive end. Like, you can still be exposed. If you're a defensive player, you feel me? Like a 3-and-D, you can shoot the three, but you're playing defense as well, but you're not necessarily slashing like that. Like, there's things that they can do to kind of combat this whole meta of everybody can do everything, because if everybody can do everything, then what's the point of playing the game? Like, it makes it boring at that point, because then like there's no surprise, there's no like, there's no sense of urgency, in the sense of like, if I know you can shoot the three well, you could dunk well, you could do layups, you could do all this, it takes the fun out the game, because then you can just turn your brain off and then just play. You should want to think a little bit when playing a sports game of some sort. It just makes it boring for me, because I have a 6'7 point guard. I can go against 6'9s and do my thing, right? Pretty damn easy. But it's boring because all of them play the same. And there should be some weakness to your height. Like, if you're taller or whatever, you're facing a shorter guard, yeah, you could bully him in the paint. But if you face up, he might rip you. If you're a little guard facing against a bigger guard or whatever, you could blow right past him, but you might get stuff pinned against the backboard. Like, there needs to be some type of pro and con to everything, and that's what 2K is missing. It has all the pros and none of the cons. That's literally where it's at right now. Now, I digress from my ranting about 2K and Call of Duty. X-Defiant is a fantastic game. Make sure y'all do check that out. Mortal Kombat 1 looks to be very promising. Make sure y'all check that out. Tekken 8 looks immaculate, but I ain't got too much to go on Tekken 8 right now. I really, really ain't got too much, and it hurts my soul, because I need more. I need a tournament or something. Just saying. But continuing on other topics and news of that sort. Folks, speaking of community, I have decided for the gaming group channel, the Renegades channel. With that, what I'm going to do is, and I've fucking finally got it together. So what I'm gonna do with that channel is it goes like this. If the squad is playing a game of any sort on my channel, Biggie's, Rambo's, whatever, what's gonna happen is, what y'all gonna see is, the VODs that are on Twitch, I'm going to basically upload those over to our gaming group channel, as well as I'm gonna go back to editing podcasts, like little clips and segments, and uploading those things to that channel as well. That way, you get both long form gaming content and you get kind of like little bite size videos of like podcasts or whatever, like the topics. That way, if you go to my channel, you just get the full shebang and watch it all the way through. You go over there, you get like little segments. So that way, basically best of both worlds. And that way, like most people do, and as you should as a content creator, double dip in the content, that way you could actually expand it. So I'm going to be doing that on that channel. I will break up, you know, I might do like a funny moments here and there, but that's basically, that channel over there is exclusively going to be for long form gaming content and short form podcast content. That's exactly what the channel's going to be for. Will you see some shorts on there from time to time? Probably. I might upload a podcast short, a gaming short, or they're called shorts on YouTube, a short or whatever over there, then transfer those over to the respective social medias that we have attached to them as well. That's basically the plan going forward for that. As well as another announcement, I'm going to create a fourth channel for my personal Twitch VODs. So the stuff where I'm just creating just for myself or whatever, whether it be me playing a game here and there, or if I'm just, you know, playing a game with, you know, maybe just like one or two people. With that, I'm going to upload that to that channel over there, especially like if I do reactions. All that's going to go over there. That way, for my main channel, I can just focus on heavily edited content. That way, I can just really focus on just boom, long form VODs over there, because that's where it's going to go. Like the Twitch VODs are going to go over to that channel specifically. So if you want to watch the full length content, you go over there for that type of stuff. Then on my channel, it's going to be primarily kind of like medium to long form content of just edited funny moments, laughs, jokes, that whole thing. Basically, the content you get now is the content that's going to stay on that channel. The long form like stream stuff is going to be on that channel. Also, I got 3 news and views videos for y'all of me talking about NBA Live, Redfall. I'm pretty sure y'all been waiting on my opinions on that. I've been heavily critiquing that game, more or less. And I had one more I can't think of, but those are basically like the 2 I'm gonna talk about, because it's been a minute since I reviewed a game and I got in my heavy review critique bog. So we're gonna go ahead and do that too. But that's pretty much the news that I got for y'all. The sponsorships and whatnot, I gotta thank y'all for that, because y'all are supporting, helping my name get out there a little bit. Now I just gotta get to the point where I'm actually talking to these people personally and be like, hey, check out my statistics or my analytics. Go ahead and look at all that good stuff. You feel me? Do you want to do business? Cool. Let's do business. That's kind of the area I got to start working myself into and getting comfortable with, because I'm honestly not comfortable with it. A closed mouth don't get fed, and I have a real bad habit of closing my mouth and expecting somebody to feed me. It be like that sometimes. This space is new to me. It's very new. So I basically got to get out of my comfort zone and just start talking and, you know, asking for an opportunity and proving that I'm worth investing the opportunities on. But yeah, I've had a couple. I actually got one on the way, and I'm actually doing one right now at the time of this podcast. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes, people, and I can't thank y'all enough. Like I said, we's close to 1K. We's officially at 900 damn subs. Yeah, the countdown begins now. We at 100. We need 100 more that we hit the big 1K. And at that point, we're even closer to monetizing the channel, dog. And at that point, y'all ain't gonna be able to tell me nothing. The content's already going up. When that monetization hit, it's gonna hit way different. Way different. All right. Let me stop playing around now. But that's all I got on my show notes, because I do got to save some of the stuff for the group podcast. We will probably be recording that on Thursday on the 29th. So that means it will be uploaded on the 30th, that Friday, more than likely. But folks, that's all I got for today. Like I said, make sure to go check out Days for My Dog Biggie. It's available on all podcasting. It's available on all music platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, the whole shebang. Make sure to check out Perfect Vibes with my dog AB Smooth and TBH, because that is available on all platforms as well. And check out the playlist Twistrumentals, also on all of your music listening sites. Make sure to check that out, because they are doing things for the gaming community as a whole that they don't got to do. You feel me? This stuff could have just stayed in-house and only the homies could have had access to it, but they putting it out for y'all for the free ski. So make sure y'all show appreciation, y'all support it. That's all I got, people. Make sure if you are listening to this on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Amazon Podcasts, wherever, make sure to rate this thing 5 stars. Tell a friend, tell 2 friends, tell your auntie and them. And if you're watching the video version of this, make sure to hit that like button, comment, and subscribe. It's your boy Woozilla, and I'm gone. Bye.